Turn to 2 Samuel chapter number 23. 2 Samuel 23. I promise I'll try to expedite the sermon the best that I can. 2 Samuel chapter 23. Knowing this is our last Sunday in our building, it's not our last Sunday together. Like I said, this is a sweet time, but yet it's a sad time, and I understand that. The sermon tonight I've entitled, Thank God for the Victories. 2 Samuel 23, stand with me if you will, please. And I'm going to start with verse number 8, 2 Samuel 23, 8. It says, these be the names of the mighty men whom David had, the Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adino the Eznite. He lift up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. After him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Hoathite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle. The men of Israel were gone away. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand clave unto the sword. The Lord wrought a great victory that day. The people returned after him only to spoil. After him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop where was a piece of ground full of lentils. The people fled from the Philistines, but he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines and the Lord wrought a great victory. I want to talk about the victories and thank God for the victories. Father, bless us tonight. Holy Spirit, make the next few minutes smooth. You know, the parts of the sermon that we need the most. God, help us, please. Do a work that's lasting and memorable tonight, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a seat there. I'm going to point out to you again two passages of Scripture here. In 2 Samuel 23:10, a portion of the verse says, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day. Then again, in 2 Samuel 23, verse 12, two verses later, it says, the Lord wrought a great victory. Now, these words that are God-inspired were given to us, I believe, through David, the psalmist. God, in that passage of Scripture that we just read, God was describing some of David's mighty men. David had a group of men that helped him. They were like David's Navy SEALs, if you will, or David's special forces, his recon unit. But those men helped David, and the Bible says on more than one occasion, God gave them a great victory. I'll say it now and then again later. The Twin Rivers Baptist Church here in New Bern, North Carolina has been given victories. And God has wrought great victories. I want to point out some things. Those words there, it says the Lord wrought a great victory that day. First of all, I'll point something out to you. The word the at the beginning of that sentence, it was the Lord. And what are we talking about? It's not me that gave the victory. It's not you that gave the victory. It wasn't some other God. It was the Lord, the one and only, Jehovah God. This isn't beer belly Buddha. We're talking about the Lord. And by the way, the word Lord there then, who are we talking about? We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about Jehovah God, our Lord, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Savior. So it is the one, it is the Jehovah. Then it says, He hath wrought great victory. That means it has been done. It's past tense. He already came through. He's already showed what He can do. And by the way, this church, that's the Lord that this church serves. And that Lord has already shown, in years gone by, He's shown His power. He's shown what He can do. Then it says, He hath wrought. That word wrought there, what does it mean? He has formed, or He worked. He performed. He made. He produced. I'll tell you what, there's no doubt that God has produced and used and did a great work at the Twin Rivers Baptist Church. But it goes on, it uses the word great. Well, let me tell you, He is a great God, and He does a great work, and His way is great, far more than what we realize. We serve a great God. Every word in that little sentence is so important. The Lord hath wrought a great, and then it said victory, a victory, not a defeat, a victory. Not an average occurrence, a victory. It wasn't a loss. It's a win. Hey, folks, we're on the winning side. We can sing victory in Jesus. He hath wrought a great victory. And then it says that day, there was a particular day. Well, look, we tonight had testimony time. You know what people were doing? They were looking back to that day, that special day when God did something in their life. And boy, in this auditorium and down these aisles and on this property and as a result of the influence of this church, there are a lot of people that can talk about that day. That day that God helped with a victory. That day that God did something in their life. That special day. Hey, that day that may not make it into a history book that is produced secularly, but in the history book of your heart and of your mind, it is imprinted, it's branded there because that day God did something for you. God changed your life. God did something big in your life. God has been good to the Twin Rivers Baptist Church. We see the victories of the past, and I also believe that there are victories in the future. And I think we ought to praise Him for it. What a good God. I think we ought to look at the goodness of God and how He has been good to us today. I think we ought to look at the goodness of God and how He has been good to us in days gone by. And I think we ought to just in these days as we're watching God unfold more and more potential revival and what He's doing, I think we ought to just stop and realize that God is good. I've asked Sarah to help me. We're gonna sing a little. You've heard the song, God is So Good. I want us tonight, you just remain seated. We're gonna sing God is So Good, and then there's a verse where He's coming again. We're gonna sing those two verses together. So I want you to sing with me, Sarah. Ready?
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good.
Coming again.
Coming again. Coming again. Coming again. He's so good to me.
Sarah, why don't you just stay right there? You know something? We've had victories. And can I tell you, you ought to thank God for being good to you and letting you serve. Thank God that you have been able to serve the God of the universe. Psalm 100 verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Guess what? If you've been a part of this church, God used you. You got to serve that great God that we just talked about. Hey, we have had a part of miracles. We've watched people born again, and look at what God's done. Hey, God has been good. We ought to thank God. We ought to say, God's good. I got to serve God. I was talking just recently to one of our parents, and they said, I was just so pleased. We started to come to church here, and one of my kids said, I want to go be a bus worker. Do you know how many kids out there in the world would never in a million years think about going out and serving other people on a bus ride? It's not that we have to serve God, it's that we get to serve God. God's been good. Hey, how about we sing that song, God is So Good, but we're going to sing a verse that will say, God lets me serve. God lets me serve. A chord, if you will. Ready?
God lets me serve. God lets me serve. God lets me serve. He's so good to me.
Hey, God lets us serve. But you know, not only that, thank God for the souls that have been saved as a result of this church. Boy, that's good. Somebody that's a little newer in our church was watching some folks get saved, and they said, boy, you just don't see that at all the churches. We watch week in and week out and week in and week out and week in and week out people getting saved. We were out soul winning Thursday night, and we had five people saved, and then I had someone else say we had a couple people saved, and then Brother Ellswick told me the teenagers had about 20 people saved yesterday on soul winning. And I'll tell you what, What an honor to see people born again because of the church. The Bible says in Psalm 20, verse 5, we will rejoice in thy salvation and the name of our God. Oh, what an incredible thing. For years and years and years, the people that have been born again because of this church and using this church building and this little lot tucked right in New Bern, North Carolina, God used it as a station for the saving of souls. Hey, let's sing the song, He Saved My Soul. Ready?
He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He's so good to me.
Not only that, think of the safety that God has provided. You think about those buses running and all the people that we pick up and the safety that God provides. Psalm chapter 4, verse 8 says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell safely. Think of all the trips back and forth from home to church and the safety. Now think of the activities that the church hosts and the safety and the soul winning out at night, dark, sometimes in rough spots. But God provides safety. And I don't know what you've been through, and there are people here that have been through some difficult times, but I will tell you this, God has provided safety through the years. Oh, God's good. Thank God for His watch care. People in this room that have been off to war and back, and God provided safety. Oh, think of the projects around the church, climbing on the roof, all the things that we do, but God provides safety. Oh, isn't He good? Just think of the safety and how He's watched out for the church and the work of God all these years. The song, the words, He keeps me safe. You ready?
He keeps me safe. He keeps me safe. He keeps me safe. He's so good to me.
You know, we ought to just thank God for all the people that have come to church and all the people that have come to Sunday school and all the revival meetings. This building has paid its dues. The hinges have had a workout. The pews have been under pressure. The carpet has been worn. It has been soiled. It has been wore down. Psalm 35, verse 18 says, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Boy, think of all the Sunday school lessons that have been taught and the revival meetings that have been preached and the songs that have been sung. Oh, God has been good. He has been good. He's been good to the Twin Rivers Baptist Church. He's been good to you. And there are some people that you've only been in the church a few weeks and some that are newer Christians, and yet there are some that have been here for a long time. Oh, stop and look at how good God has been for in the church services and in the ministry of the church. Hey, let's just sing that first verse, God is so good, again. You ready?
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good, He's so good to me.
Oh, I've got good news for you. You know what's happened? We have seen victories because of God and God's goodness. I was thinking David was talking about his mighty men, and they were talking about battles that they had faced, but how God had wrought a great victory. You know, the great victory, the battle is not between me and you. It's not between the two of us when we're contrary. The battle is with Satan. And thank God, if you're saved today, God won a battle. And if you're alive today, God won a battle. And if you're serving God today, God won a battle. The fact that you sit in this building tonight and you sing these songs and you've got a Bible on your lap, hey, God has won a battle over Satan. He has given you victory. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4:11, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Folks, the fact that we ever get to talk for Jesus, sing for Jesus, the fact that we get to do anything is because there has been a victory over Satan in our lives. Oh, we contribute to that victory, but I'll tell you, the one who has given us victory is Jesus Christ. We ought to thank God. Some of you, you need to think back a little bit. You remember what a mess your life used to be? God saved you, and He got you on track. What a victory. There are people in here that you had addictions, but God got you on track. There are people in here, the immoralities of your past, but you know what? God gave you victory, and that's in the past. There are people in here that the mental strain on your life, whether it be loneliness or the depression or the anguish of life, but you know what? God's been giving you victory over that. You ought to thank God, He's been so good to give victory. And that victory, He chooses that it comes through Jesus Christ and the New Testament Church of Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I look forward to the little church family meetings every week where we can get together and get the strength for those victories. Let's sing the song to the words, "Victory is mine. Victory is mine." Ready?
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. He's so good to me.
Do you know something else? God has used the church to reclaim the backslidden. People that get away. And folks, just so you know, watch how you treat the backslidden, because you might be the next one. Oh, we don't want people to go out and do wrong and sin, but they do and they stray. But you know what God wants us to do? He wants us to keep on loving them. It doesn't always mean we're supposed to spend a lot of time with them when they're like that, but we ought to love them. And God reclaims those sheep that have strayed. Oh, they didn't lose their salvation, but they lost His blessing. They lost some things along the way. Psalm 79 verse 13 says, So we, thy people, and sheep of thy pastures, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. Sheep sometimes stray, but thank God that Jesus tries to reclaim those sheep. I'm glad the times that I've strayed, that Jesus gently brought me back to where I ought to be. You know, there's some of you, you were backslidden and people didn't even know it. You were on the brink of totally destroying your life, but somehow God gently brought you back. You didn't embarrass yourself. God didn't let you embarrass yourself. And some, you did embarrass yourself, but you're back. You're back. God brought you back. He never did lose you from being His child, but you were a sheep that was wandering around out in the world where the lion could have gotten you. He couldn't have taken you to hell, but He sure could have tore your life to shreds. You ought to thank God that He reclaims His sheep. The verse reclaims His sheep. Sarah, ready?
Reclaims His sheep. Reclaims His sheep. Reclaims His sheep. He's so good to me.
And then let me tell you something. You ought to thank God for the friends and the associations you have made at the church. This building has become like a pavilion down at the park where we could have a family reunion three times a week. There's so many times in life our blood relatives do not understand Jesus and they don't understand the gospel, and sometimes we don't get a chance to be as close to them as what we wish. And then we find that our brothers and sisters down at the church tend to be the closest associations that we have. And God knew that. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 1:3, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. Let me tell you something. How important the friends that we have gathered through the years at a church just like this. Young people, let me encourage you. Your best friends ought to be people down at the church. It ought to be people that are serving God where you have a common denominator, and that common denominator is the Word of God and purity and decency. And may I say to everybody here tonight, I'm glad to be associated with you. Thank you for being a part of this church. And those of you that have helped keep this church going all these years, and those of you that have kept this building to where friends could be united in this building, what a wonderful thing. The verse, gave me my friends. Ready?
Gave me my friends. Gave me my friends. Gave me my friends. He's so good to me.
And I'm almost done, but let me tell you this. We ought to, as the Bible says, we ought to publish His great works. Publish it. It says in Mark 5:20, and he departed and began to publish and Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. That's the story, I believe, of the maniac of Gadara. And when he got saved and God changed his life and he had revival, the Bible says he published what God had accomplished in his life and what God had done for him. You know something? I think bad news travels way too fast. But I think the good news is what we want to publish. If I were you, I'd just call someone and tell them what Jesus is doing at our church. Hey, text someone about the good things that God is doing. Those of you that tweet, tweet your little fingers off and tell people about Jesus. If you're a Facebooker, and some of you, you take that Facebook thing and use it as a tool. I'm going to tell you. And if you use Facebook and it's a negative gossip thing, you ought to shut it off completely. You're backslidden and it's bad. But use Facebook to talk about how God has been good to this church and all that God has been doing. And if you blog or you email or write it and send it snail mail, or if you're an Indian, send smoke signals if that's what you want to do. Tell somebody at work and tell your next door neighbor. Tell your friends and tell your enemies and tell the lost that God's good and God's doing a work down at the church. Hey, I can't tell you how often you get to see revival that becomes a bit overwhelming because things begin to happen and you just see God in it. You just see God in it. Why? Because man couldn't do that. Oh, what we've seen and what you've seen through the years, what God has done. And hey, did you know even sometimes the burdens and the heartaches, when you're going through them, it's hard sometimes to see any positive in it. But there are battles that this church has fought. Had you not fought them, we would never be where we're at today. Somehow it was a very crucial part of God's plan and God's makeup. There were hurts and there were struggles, and there are some of you even personally. There are things that you've been through and you didn't realize it, but some of those things were leading you to this place at this time to be a part of this church and the ongoing revival. Again, all we're doing is building on the foundation that was laid. But God has been doing some things. And you know, we got to tell people. We've got to keep telling. As the maniac of Gadara did, he published it in Decapolis. The verse of the song, go tell the world. Ready?
Go tell the world. Tell the world, go tell the world, He's so good to me.
And I'm going to stop right here. This is my last point, but let me say to you, every last one of us ought to be thanking God for the answered prayers. Oh, the prayers, the time of kneeling at this altar and sitting in your seat with your head bowed. There are people in here. You prayed for a church such as this, you prayed for certain opportunity and God has answered that prayer. Boy, the number of prayers that have been answered, the healings, the needs being met. Oh, you know, and if we just for a moment, one day I'm going to tell the entire story of everything that God has just put into place just on this little thing of the new building. It is miraculous. It's answered prayer. And you young people, let me tell you something. God's real. And God really does answer prayer. God is answering our prayers. We're watching our prayers just unfold right before our eyes. The verse, He answers prayer. You ready?
He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's
God is so good. Ready?
God is so good.
Stand with me if you will.
He is so good.
Sing it out.
God is so good.
Coming again. Ready?
Coming again. Coming again.
Last verse, we'll do it without the piano. God is so good.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
And don't forget it. This may be our last day in this building. It's not our last day together. It's not our last day with God. It really is the beginning of the future. We're going to have a brief altar call because that's what Baptists do. Somehow tonight, I felt the service ought to go this way. I think it's a sweet time, and yet it's a tender time. There's some of you, you just need to come to this altar for a moment and pray. Thank God for what He's done. If you can't come to the altar, right where you are, let's have an altar call. The last Sunday altar call in this building. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Sarah, would you begin to play? If you need the altar, you come. God is so good. Some of you ought to thank God that you got saved here. You ought to thank God that you got baptized. Thank God what God's done in your family. Thank God what God's doing in your life. Thank God that you found this church. Thank God you found revival. Thank God that you found the friends that you have. God is so good.
He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Oh, He answers prayer.
Go tell the world. He gave me, my friends, victory is mine. Reclaims His sheep. He lets me serve. He keeps me safe. God is so good. God is so good. Now, go tell the world. Go tell the world. Sarah, one more time through the song and we'll be finished. Sing it. Ready?
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
I think God's been good to us. And we ought to thank God for the victories. Preacher Croom, why don't you come to the platform if you want to say